Cockney Nitzel. I'm Otis 12, and that's Diver Dan Doomy. Hey, what's on tonight, Diver Dan?
Tonight on Diver Dan.
No. Midnight Mondo.
Oh, Diver. Tonight on Midnight Mondo, a Monday night sporting event that will leave you grasping for more alcohol.
Oh, grasp. A large geometric construction that encompasses a word puzzle offering scads of cash for successful completion.
A typical network TV show that we shot in entirely in our underwear. No sets, no props, just underwear.
Underwear. Hey, Pop Punk or Punk Pop is back with my favorite and yours, Grammy Award non-winner, Deadly Boone.
Live tonight, we pulled all of Robert Redford's teeth. No Novocaine, straight from the mouth.
And something sinister in a waterbed. Plus, advice for those of you who are near despair. Go ahead, despair.
You'll love it. Later tonight, Space Commander Wax, Space Comanche.
What does he mean, Diver Dan?
He means this.
Oh.
Second to none.
Here comes the twist. I don't exist.
It's time once again for the $80 zillion tetrahedron. And here's your host, Dick Dark.
Hi, folks. As you remember, last week we had Norman Ziller on the show, and he was going for the $80 zillion lightning round, and he ran out of time. But we've got Norman back this week with his special guest, Senator Howard Baker. How you doing, Senator?
Oh, I'm going to be on the Dino Show a little later today, Dick, and I've got a plane to catch, and I like to get out of here.
That's good. Okay. Norm, how you doing? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Get my,
a little nervous.
My
okay,
a little
Norm,
sweaty.
We're going to go over the rules one time now. Listen up here.
I think I have hives.
Okay, one of you must give a clue. The clue must have the answer, but no part of the answer may be contained in the clue.
Uh-huh.
No hand signals, no nods, no English, and please, no help from the audience. Norman, you give the clues.
I'm so nervous.
Howard, you have to come up with the answers.
Okay.
If you make a mistake, you'll hear this sound. You play along at home, folks. Here we go, the first round.
Okay, aluminum wrenches, billy clubs, shillelaghs, frozen snakes.
Things we don't take in a taxi cab.
Masticating teenagers.
Things we don't have at the dentist's office.
Okay, that's Mitsubishi bombers, broken toilets, old waitresses.
Things I bring home to my mother-in-law. Things that
rancid wine and flour bases.
Things I have tattooed on my arm.
Right.
All right.
Okay, armies of occupation, CD hotel lobbies, fiberglass dashboard Manadas, stale camel droppings.
People I'm related to.
Right. Okay. Mangled barbed wire, Chilean sports stadiums, Q-tips in cereal bowls.
Songs on the Sex Pistols last album.
Hindu holy men covered with scotch tape.
Things that are
cows
in the garage.
On Colorado River raft trip.
Things we did last summer.
No, people with beer cans stuffed in
me
their
and you and a dog named Boo.
That's it.
All right. We won. Nice going, Howard. I'd like to explain my vote on the Panama Canal Treaty now.
$80 million to Norman Ziller.
Norman's
just the big winner.
We'll be back next week with more of the $80 million tetrahedron. Ask not for whom the bell tolls. This is Midnight Mondo.
Well, who does the bell toll for?
I told you not to ask. You had to ask, didn't you? I keep telling you, don't ask. But no, you got to ask all the time. Ask.
Who does the bell toll for? Don't ask.
Welcome back to Midnight Mondo. Well, remember the old Keystone Cops? Pretty funny, huh? A lot of chases, but old-fashioned. Oh, haven't you watched TV lately? Network TV? Hasn't come that far. Just listen.
International Harvester, maker of Angelus bells for the entire family, proudly presents Boo Can! Yes, Boo Can! Leader of of the Hollywood Puppies, starring John Forsythe as Detective Spellbound, Sandy Duncan as the lovely Cindy, and as Buchan, Joe Namath. Buchan, raised by a pack of stray Pinkanese in the Hollywood Hills, Buchan's quest is to crash a big cast party, marry a rich Italian actress, and live a normal life. Buchan has been falsely accused of not curbing himself and manslaughter in the fiery death of kindly old Dr. Brock, who was attempting to curb Buchan when the propane truck Buchan was chasing exploded right in Dr. Brock's face. Animal Control Detective Spellbound now chases Buchan across America while Buchan runs to clear his name and the sidewalk. I didn't do it!
Give yourself up, Buchan!
You'll never take me alive!
Surely will! Watch this!
No use, Buchan!
There he is! Over there!
You didn't say, hold her, I'll shoot!
Hold her, I'll shoot!
Cindy, I think I've lost him for a second. Be careful what you step in there. It's a nasty personal habit of mine.
Don't promise so much.
I think I'm beginning to love you.
Oh, Buchan.
If only I could stay away from that Detective Spellbound. Oh, there he is!
There he is!
You'll never get me alive!
Sure we will! Wait, we said that already!
Watch out!
There he goes!
I got a gun!
Who's got a gun?
I got a gun!
Cindy.
Buchan.
I think I lost him when I ducked around the metro area transit bus.
Buchan, your paws are bloody.
Oh, there they are again!
Get him!
There he is
over there!
We know you're out here somewhere! We got the whole world surrounded!
You'll never take me alive!
You'll never get alone! Where'd he go?
Jumped off the cliff!
He jumped off the cliff? Well, Lieutenant, looks like Buchan got away again.
That's okay, Spellbound.
We'll get him next time, I know.
Yeah.
That darn howling, I hear it at night, I hear it in the morning.
It's your
I hear it all the time.
We'll get
I
him.
Can't rest
easy.
Until I get to
Easy, Spellbound, easy.
You're right. Thanks, Lieutenant.
Tune in again next week for more of Buchan.
Suicide line, may I help you? Oh, man, that's terrible. Oh, really? Whew. I'd kill myself, too. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, uh-huh. Bye-bye. Suicide line, may I help you? No, you just make sure the windows are closed. I don't think you got to put your head all the way in the oven. Uh-uh. That should do it. Oh, about 20 minutes or so. Depends on the size of the apartment. Okay, you're welcome. Bye. Suicide line, may I help you? Well, 5 might do it, but to be safe, you know, take the elevator to 10. Well, you got a friend who lives up there? I mean, what are friends for, huh? You'd only be there a second. Yeah, you're welcome. Bye. Suicide line, may I help you? I'd get that prescription refilled first. I don't know if there are enough there. Mix it with a little alcohol. Yeah, you know, martini, slam a couple down. Yeah, you bet. Good luck. Suicide line, may I help you? Nobody drowns themselves anymore, man. Well, try fire, you know, public square. Make it a political thing. I mean, what the heck, huh? Yeah, sure, you bet. Suicide line, may I help you? Bridge abutment? Small car, 65 miles an hour? Yeah, that should do it. Uh-huh. Suicide line, may I help you? Well, hey, it takes a real pro to tie that knot, you know. Well, look it up in the world book. I think it's in there. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Suicide line, may I help you?
Yeah, we're going to see that.
Golden Gate Bridge? Yeah, that's pretty sure. Just try to belly flop it right there at the end. Turn yourself out, okay? Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Suicide line, may I help you? Well, no. If somebody helps you, it's not technically suicide. I'm afraid I couldn't do that. You know, bye-bye. Suicide line, could I help you? Yeah. That's yeah. Pin the note to your chest. Blame it all on them. Simple declarative sentences. Yeah, your fault. Drove me to it, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Classic stuff. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Suicide line, may I help you?
Hey, Dan. Dan, you're doing a real good job helping those people. You know, saving a lot of lives, you know, real quick, too. You know,
saving them.
That's what we're here for. I mean,
we're supposed to save them. This is suicide, you know. I thought
Louise,
suicide
will you
counseling.
Take the phone for a minute, Dan. Come into my office.
I was sure, you know that.
I knew he was awful.
In the interview, he really seemed like he was.
Almost heaven, midnight, Mondo.
We take you now to the home of Newt and Punch, to unemployed rodeo pigs and sewer deodorizers for another episode of What's On?
Well, Newt, we're all done hurting them little butterflies outside. Let's say we have a little bit of lunch
now. That's fine with me, boss, but I'm still not through chewing that egg I had for breakfast.
Oh, you should have just had a donut, Newt, like me.
I don't know. Nurse gave me that donut to use when I was in the hospital, you know, with my condition.
Yeah.
And I was kind of keeping it as a momentum.
Ah, yeah, I thought it smelled a little weird. I should have known.
I'm just going to skip lunch, Ponch. What's on?
Oh, Newt, you can't watch TV on an empty stomach.
Sure I can. It's Belgium.
Oh.
Besides that, we're running out of koala bears.
Oh.
More than once.
Ponch.
So let there be peace on Thursday.
Ponch.
You keep saying your name, Ponch. Something wrong?
Newt.
There, that's it. Now, what's on, Ponch?
What's on?
What's on? Ponch.
Newt.
Ponch.
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 Newt.
What's on? Wake up, Ponch.
Oh, Newt, what a dream I was having. Wow, it was weird. There were koala bears falling out of the skies and landed in Moby Dick.
Whoa. That what
they were playing harmonicas
from
too.
The drugstore the other day. What's on now?
What's on?
Get the TV index. That's a family Bible, will you?
Oh, yeah.
Put that back. Grandma will just tan your hide. You know.
I haven't seen Grandma for 20 years. Listen to what's on.
What's on?
I'm going to tell you here. Space Commander Wack. Space Commander.
How's
it
sound? That sounds
Commander
good.
Wack, his sidekick, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog, traveled through a time warp to a planet inhabited by vile cute people in the distant past.
Ooh, that's great, man. I tell you, that dead Martian dog, you know, Glorf, he's the funniest thing since Lassie.
Yeah, Lassie ran off with Grandma 20 years ago.
Yeah, I heard that. Man, that's
you want to watch Commander Wack? Is he all trying to
double dare me.
Well, all right. Here I am turning on the TV set to watch Space Commander Wack, Space Commander. We haven't seen any vile Q people for days, Commander Wack.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
Of course.
There are no days in outer space. Why, everything's a vacuum. A void, if you will. Awesome in its emptiness, and one of the best endless things ever invented.
And is that true,
Shut up, Newt. Hey, let me chew on the egg for a while. I got munchies.
Did I hear someone say munchies? Why, Stupid Larry, I think there are cute people around.
Really I see them, us. Commander Wack. One's wearing a bathrobe and smashing an egg in his ear. And the other one's looking at a video reaction photon capsule.
We'll have to capture them, Stupid Larry, and take them back to the future with us, where they will be dissected and probed, and their gold fillings traded for magnesium crystals and little cute things.
Hey, I know. Let's send Glorf down on a scouting expedition.
Yes, good idea. Glorf looks bored.
Hey, this is pretty boring, Newt. Turn off the TV, will ya?
I think I'll play with this minor bird for a while.
That ain't no minor bird, Newt. That's a dead Martian dog.
I know it's a minor bird because it's multicolored.
Give it to me, Newt. I'm going to eat it.
Let go my minor bird, Pawn.
I need something to kill the smell of that donut.
Give it to me. Give me that.
I want it.
Give me that minor bird.
Unhand that dead Martian dog, you cur.
Good job, Glorf. Here's a dead dog biscuit.
Give back the dog.
Look at him lie there. He loves those dead dog biscuits.
Should I clobber these two with my hyperlaser baggy gun, Commander Wack?
Anything you want, Stupid Larry. My hands aren't full with Glorf. No more biscuits, Glorf.
Okay, you two. Eat high intensity energy field. I bet they ate that up all right.
Well, that's that, Stupid Larry.
Sure is.
Lead them onto the space pod while I do this.
Come on, you guys.
We're off. Off to the stars.
I guess that's the end of What's On. Unless there's a sequel, Newt and Ponch on Pluto, or What's On Encounters of the Third Kind. Anyway, remember, the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit is not just a law. It's a white elephant the federal government is stuck with.
Hey, Ponch, we're off to the stars.
Hope I see many greater.
This is Midnight Mondo. But I do like cute babies. Real cute roly boys. But I hate canned laughter. I hate it. Stop that, will you? I hate that. Midnight Mondo.
Set camera one.
Ready remote. Cue slow-mo.
Cue instant replay.
Roll the idiot cards. Charlie, wind up cheerleaders. Ready, announcers in the booth. And roll super. 3, 2, 1, and roll tape.
It's Monday Night Warfare, brought to you by Down Chemical. Play on the nerves of your enemy and add a subtle touch to your war with Down. Also by Kelly Boys. When a government needs a temporary army, there are no finer mercenaries than Kelly Boys. Monday Night Warfare with your host, Dandy Dan Doomey, along with Coward No Cell. This is Monday Night Warfare.
From the Little Bighorn, here in Montana, the Dakota Sioux, under their respected coach, Coach Sitting Bull, who leads the Plains in Indian victories, a fine gentleman, always hard to read on the sidelines, shows very little emotion, going against this man, this platinum-haired glamour man, overrated, much maligned, overpublicized, General George Armstrong Custer and his highly rated 7th Cavalry. Yeah. Indians have won the toss, Diver Dan, and they have chosen to attack on all four sides. The 7th Cavalry will defend from the top of the hill there. That's a rather tenuous position, even for someone with as many weapons as they have. Hey, Dandy?
Yeah, well, Custer's got a definite speed advantage with all those Winchesters coming out of the backfield, and, well, I guess he wants to shoot downhill. Of course, the Indians are going to have that advantage.
Well, there's
quarter.
The kickoff now, Diver Dan.
Yeah.
There they go.
And
they're
here
off.
They come. Quick, it's those Indians hit.
A bad break early. I don't think Custer wanted this kind of field position.
No, he's had to change his game plan already. They're just powering around here.
He's trying to call some audibles down there, and I don't think they're working, Danny.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Looks like the Indians just invented the blitz there, boy. They're winning the war in the trenches. No doubt about that.
No doubt about it.
Look at that sweep around right end there and around left end.
And right up the middle there.
Wow.
Can we get a replay of that? Oh, God, that's even more gruesome in slow motion.
There goes the bomb.
Oh, there's a flag.
Somebody's riding off with the flag there.
I think the official's badly wounded down there, Dandy Dan.
It's hard to tell whose side people are on. You know, them officials.
There might be too many men on
cavalry.
The field there.
Much too many. Not enough for Custer, I'm afraid, though.
I think it's all over. It seems to be quiet down there.
Yeah.
Boy, I wonder where that Indian learned how to play trumpet.
Oh, that sure ain't one of Custer's men playing it. I don't think any of them are left.
It's going to be a long injury report in 7th Cavalry Headquarters this week.
Yeah, they played bad. The Indians look good.
I hear rumors they're moving to Cleveland.
Next week on Monday Night Warfare, Dresden Raid.
Dresden.
The outnumbered and crumbling defense of Nazi Germany against the number one rated offense of the Allied powers, led by Kurt LeMay, that number one draft pick from Penn State. Join Dandy and Coward next week.
Monday Night Warfare, produced by Swoon Garbage. Executive producer, Leslie Howard Gore. Directed by Herman Goering. Statistics by Adolf Hitler. Camera units director, Creature from the Black Lagoon. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other use of or description or accounts of this game and or battle may not be seen or heard and or with or without the written permission and or okay or so go ahead from Franklin Delano Roosevelt and or a good friend of Bob Dylan. This is Monday Night Warfare.
Oh my goodness, there goes all my little pieces of porcelain.
This is Midnight Mondo.
Another space adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! With his sidekick, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
We're off, Stupid Larry. Off to the stars. Bring along the dead dog.
Yes, Space Commander Wack, strange being from another planet where they overcook their meat and talk openly of vulgar bodily functions. Now he's a space commander in the daring space adventure army of Earth. Space Commander Wack, Space Commander!
last time you remember, Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog, had been captured by the evil Polka folk and were at the mercy of their barbaric Tuba troopers. Our story opens in a dank formica dungeon deep in the bowels, pardon me, of the planet Wanatua.
Commander Wax, these evil Polka folk sure seem to be happy.
You'd be happy too, Stupid Larry, if you had captured the famous Space Commander Wack.
No, I wouldn't, Space Commander Wack. I'd be ashamed of myself.
You would?
Sure.
Well, never be ashamed of anything you do, Stupid Larry.
Oh.
Boys and girls, don't be like Stupid Larry. Be proud of everything you do. Sometimes, I know, we do things we should be ashamed of, but... even then, don't be ashamed. Stupid Larry, what is it we're talking about?
Me capturing you, Space Commander Wack, and locking you up.
What? You capture me? You should be ashamed of yourself, Stupid Larry, you traitor.
Uh-oh, Space Commander Wack, here come the Polka folk.
Hiya, boys! Hope you're having a nice time!
You swine!
Yes, thank you. We're having a fine time.
If you have to keep us locked up, can't you at least let our dead Martian dog outside to frolic in the yard and chase cars and sniff people in embarrassing places like other dead Martian dogs can do?
You betcha! That's a wonderful dead Martian dog you got there! And we're gonna take care of him! Just like we're going to take care of you! All of you are going to be chopped up and made into sausages! And then we're going to have a wedding reception. Oh, she's too fat for me. And serve you to the Imperial Accordion. Well, that's all, buddies, pals. We'll see you later.
Gosh, I wonder who's getting married.
Did you hear that, Stupid Larry?
Yeah.
We're going to be ground to bits and pressed into tasty sausages. I wonder if it'll be boiled or fried.
Commander Wack. Now that we're going to be ground up in the bits and made in the sausages, I got to say something.
Oh, what's that?
Sir, it's been an honor serving you all these episodes. And I just want to say, sir, I don't think I could stand seeing you ground up.
Well, thank you.
I hope they take me first, Commander Wack.
Yes, so do I, Stupid Larry. Perhaps with a few extra seconds, I can think of a way to escape.
Escape? Space Commander Wack! I know how to get out of here.
Oh, don't be stupid, Stupid Larry. It's hopeless for you anyway.
We'll just open the door.
While you're being ground, Glorf and I can... the door.
The door.
Well, just open the door.
Listen, I go.
That sounds good. My goodness, that worked.
Yep.
Well, let's run out here.
Come on, Glorf.
Into the spaceship, which we call Spaceship. What a dull name. Boys and girls, if you can think of a better name for our spaceship, just write it down on a naked android and send it off to
Space
us.
Space Commander Wack, we don't have time for that, because here come the evil Tuba troopers hot on our tails.
You're right. There they are.
They're hot on Glorf's tail anyway.
Tuba troopers. What a dull name, boys and girls.
Space Commander Wack, we got to get out of here. No time for that.
Okay. Well, then it's off to the stars. Tune in next week for another daring space adventure with daring Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Gosh, Space Commander Wack, I wonder how Glorf would have tasted as a sausage.
That's a good question, Larry. Boys and girls, help Stupid Larry. In 25 words or less, tell us what you think Glorf would taste like if he were a sausage. Put your entries in your space messengers, ready, and send them... off to the stars!
Midnight Mondo will return.
Whack. Whack.
Hey, welcome back to Midnight Mondo. You know, waterbeds are really hip. What's that? You got one? Hey, you're really hip then, huh? Hey, but what's inside? Water? Pretty dull. Pretty blasé. Pretty bourgeoisie. Maybe a little wine? Cognac? What about gasoline? Do you really know what's inside there? Ooh.
Hi, Tom LaBreeze for Maggot Flotation Systems. Want to throw away that waterbed heater and vibrator? Well, let me tell you how 200 pounds of bologna and one common housefly stuffed into a waterbed can change your sleeping habits forever. Yes, within weeks, the maggot flotation system's millions of hungry mouths will be lulling you into gentle, naturally warm sleep as their life and death rhythm goes on just centimeters below your cheek. And Beelzebub maggot flotation systems are guaranteed not to rip. And believe me, you don't want one of those babies ripping on you. So try our new maggot flotation systems and have pleasant dreams.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, looks like it's another end of Midnight Mondo. Another. We got another end around here?
It was just crawling.
Where'd
under
the other
the table,
end?
Though.
Oh, Midnight Mondo starring Miagna Netzel. I'm Otis 12, and that's Diver Dan Doomy. Hey, Steven Sleeper at the controls.
Yeah.
And little weird Tommy Norcutt crawling around under the coffee table. Come on,
I think
Netzel.
He went after the other end.
I thought I put enough hide around in the room. Oh, hey, what's coming up next week, Diver Dan?
Next week, we paint Carolyn Kennedy's teeth a beautiful shade of green.
All right, and large furry mammals fall down in tar, then stand up and walk into history, all near a Dairy Queen in New Jersey. What else, Diver Dan?
Hey, we build a plexiglass bubble around Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, that should be good. And freelance nuclear arms dealing, a chance for you to get in on the ground floor, while there is a ground floor.
And Carlos Castaneda on the mystic properties of smashing your head with a mallet.
Whoa. Hey, there's Carlos now.
There are no seasons like the summer or the spring.
You can hardly hear the mallet, though.
If it isn't love.
Oh. Head is smashed.
And next week, celebrities, have we got celebrities? Have we got celebrities, Diver Dan?
Well, there's me, and there's you, and there's that guy in the other room over there. Did we have a celebrity in here tonight?
Oh. Well, who knows? A look at mob skiing in Pennsylvania next week.
If it isn't love, then you're a vision, and this is nothing but a dream.
Oh.
So happy it is. And there never was a heaven up above.